I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and ChicagoRoofingContractors.org. Here is question number 1 on a Wild Card Football Friday, baby. Which player, other than quarterback Caleb Williams, needs to have a big game in order for the Bears to have a shot at beating the Packers in Saturday's wild card game at Soldier Field?
DeAndre Swift. I said I wanted to run the ball more since I'm calling plays and all. I'm not calling plays. This is me just wanting to do things. But I do want the Bears to run the ball more. And I don't think that that's so much to ask for now, is it? Especially when you consider the weather. We haven't even talked about the weather. The wind is going to be really bad in this game, isn't it? You were on after Cheryl Scott this week, Marshall.
Yes, it's going to be windy on Saturday. Very windy. Gusts, I think upwards of 30 miles per hour.
If it was anything like last night where my building was swaying in the wind, gave me anxiety. Even though I know it's a thing and it happens in high rises or in earthquakes, I don't care. The point is, wind is scary. And it's also frustrating and it messes up your hair. So you know what the best antidote to all of those things is? To run the football. Even when it messes up your hair, you're just like, man, if I had just run the football, my day would have been so much easier. Put it under a helmet and go. Point being, got to be DeAndre Swift. And you know what else? I mentioned I would love to see a running back screen in this game, and I know that that's a wishful thought. But dance with the one who brung you. Running DeAndre Swift helped bring you to this point. Use the man's skills to your advantage. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Okay. My answer is a little unconventional because, you know, my status quo for this answer all season has been who?
Montez Sweat.
Right. And granted, if Montez Sweat has a big game, they might be in good shape. But I'm going to go back to the keys of the game where I told y'all about the turnovers.
Keys to the game. You've never heard that before.
My guy is Kevin Byard. Because if Kevin Byard has a big game, that means maybe he didn't get beat deep like he did in game one of this series this season. Maybe that means he picks off a couple of passes. Yeah, I said couple. Okay. Hey, you said big game, right?
Interceptions 8 and 9 for Kevin Byard for Grody's birthday.
Bears.
So I think if we're in here talking about Kevin Byard having a big game on Monday, what does that mean? That means that man was causing problems on the back end.
I thought about Kevin as one of my keys. I am going to select somebody from the secondary. It's just so crucial that, look, you're going to, I mean, the cliche, you're just going to contain, I think, Jordan Love and his many weapons that he has. So I'm going to go with, guys, this is tough. I'm going to say Jalen Johnson. And ooh. I know that that's rough because he's not himself and all that. But if there's one guy in the, like, cornerback-wise that I expect, like, who's it going to be? Is it, like, Nashawn Wright's been struggling, okay? Tyreek Stevenson has been sitting. Jalen Johnson, I know he has not been playing well, but he's going to have to find something. You know, like, this is the find something week. Kyler Gordon, like, I want to say Kyler Gordon, but I can't guarantee that he's playing. I mean, if for nothing else, I think about the Christian Watson slant play that C.J. Gardner-Johnson couldn't handle, and then it would be Kyler Gordon. I have to pick somebody from the secondary. Unfortunately, or fortunately, it's Jalen Johnson.
I looked at all those guys. Oh, I'm sorry.
Layla raised her hand, Marshall.
I didn't see her hand.
You gotta look.
You
gotta look.
I was giving you eye contact. Focusing on each other, and you put me in the corner.
Sorry, Layla. You're our leader.
Just because the air is cold over here doesn't mean that I'm not here.
Poor Layla. Do we have a Bears blanket for her?
No, I don't need it today. I got the heater fixed. I sent an email and everything. No,
Marshall.
I'm good today.
Oh, okay.
I was just illustrating the situation over here at this part of the studio.
Layla, what do ye have to say?
Okay, so if Jalen Johnson didn't play well, are you like, that was Jalen Johnson?
Ooh, like it was his fault?
It was his alter ego, Jalen Johnson.
That wasn't
like
Jalen Johnson.
Like there's Jeff Joniak and then there's Jeff Joniak.
Yes, yeah, where the heck you at?
It's like
yes.
Mario and Wario.
It is just like Mario in Wario, actually.
Well, I will
say, you can't say Yale and get in a random question in the locker room.
I can't believe I did that.
I say it all the time.
Didn't notice it.
I thought about Jalen Johnson.
Yeah.
But the reason I went with Kevin Byard is because Jalen Johnson has told us he's not going to be himself until next season.
Well, I'm grasping at straws here. I get it. But like maybe because what Ben Johnson has been really hitting home since the Detroit loss is y'all better step it up. I don't care what's going on with you. You all better step it up a notch. And I am hoping and thinking that maybe Jalen Johnson finds something and he makes a couple of stops along. I'm not expecting perfection from him. Just stop the explosives.
Ooh. Twitch Mob has a good answer here, too, from Jay Cutler's hair.
Oh, yes?
Austin Booker is the answer.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Shout out to the Twitch Mob. What is up?
Shout out to Jay Cutler's hair.
I would like a fumble force.
It's good hair, isn't it?
Yeah, just say stuff. Just say what you want to see, and maybe one of the things will happen. We can't lose that way.
Five on it. Number two.
Which player on the Packers at active roster, that's the key here, Packers active roster, do you consider to be the biggest problem for the Bears?
Is Jordan Love. I mean, I hate to be so obvious here, but I just told you how, like, I'm trying to call some fun blitz where I'm making my secondary happy, and then Jordan Love's like, no, you're not, Layla. I'm going to pass this ball to the flat over here, or I'm going to get rid of this ball to Christian Watson real quick. And I'm like, wait, but I was trying to blitz you. And he's like, no, you weren't. Touchdown. That is what I can't have happen. I just mentioned his numbers in that first game that they played. Explosive plays were the name of that game. 234 yards in the 28-21 win. 3 touchdowns, a single interception. It was valid, but unfortunately not enough. Cool enough for a 120.7 quarterback rating. That is what I don't need to have happen. He is who I am keying it on.
Now, see, I disagree slightly here because I think the conditions are not going to make it that kind of game. Weather-wise, I think it's Josh Jacobs. Couple of reasons here. Last time the Bears saw Josh Jacobs, he was hurting, mm-hmm. not full strength. You know who wasn't on the injury report all week this week? Josh Jacobs. That man fully healthy is a problem, especially if you don't make the tackles you're just supposed to make as a fundamentally strong football player. I'm talking to you guys at the first and second level. Third level guys don't even need to be tackling him because he should be stopped within a couple of...
They refused to tackle him the last time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So Josh Jacobs, now that he's fully healthy, is an even bigger problem. We talked about whoever establishes their ground game in a more efficient way, in a more powerful way, and early in the game is going to have a stark advantage in this game. So Josh Jacobs is the guy that I'm keying in on to make sure he does not get loose.
It's a good answer. I'm Jordan Love. I'm with Layla. I mean, I still think about what happened in that first game. I think about the fact that Jordan, this will have been his fourth playoff game. I mean, the experience is real. I still think about what, unfortunately, Green Bay did to Dallas 2 years ago when they just... destroy and destruction. And that was honestly, I'm happy with the direction that the Green Bay Packers have gone, and that is they never quite kept that top dog. Like, when they won that playoff game, I was like, look out for the division, look out for Jordan Love, look out for Matt LaFleur. Hasn't quite worked out that way, but Jordan Love is clutch, makes big plays. I don't think there's any other answer but then Jordan Love.
Oh, this
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is also a good comment, again from the Twitch Mob, Dino. Make Josh Jacobs Josh Jacobs.
That is an excellent comment.
That'll humble him up a little bit. Maybe I'll try to work my way down to the field before the game. I do get there pretty early and see a lot of
yelling.
I'll just be
Josh
like,
Jacobs.
You're Josh Jacobs! Come on, Josh Jacobs! What are you going to do now, Josh?
Wait, can you do it in Wayne voice? So he
I was
kind
of going Tom Tony there.
Where's your dagger now? Where is it? Look at this. Where's Billings? I can feel him behind me. I feel like if Josh Jacobs heard you saying those things, especially the Josh Jacobs question, like, does that man have a speech impediment? What's going on with him?
Oh, I think that's there's a the lot point. Of players on Green Bay be like, what's the matter with this guy?
Yes.
But that's the point. You confuse them enough to when they're like thinking about it during the game. And they're like, wait, what was that guy saying? Oh, did I just throw an interception?
Yeah.
Ha ha.
There it is.
He's like, did Jordan Love just throw an interception?
Jordan Love? Not to be confused with Yordan Alvarez.
Not to be confused.
We're out of control now.
That is the point.
Yes.
Five on it. Number three.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score, a special playoff edition of Football Friday with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody.
Fair.
Here's question number three. Please make your predictions for the non-Bears-related wild card weekend games. Number five, Rams at number four, Panthers. Number six, seed Bills at the number three seed Jaguars. Number six seed 49ers at the number three seed Eagles. And the number seven seed Chargers at the number two seed Patriots.
I think Marshall should go first because you've been ready for this question.
Yeah,
you've been like Shaq shimmying mm-hmm. about it.
He's been sitting over there with his hot eyebrows thinking about this one.
Give me the Rams over the Panthers in Carolina. But I don't think they're going to cover the 10.5 spread. I want to point that out.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, and I get it. They're trying to get revenge because Carolina already beat the Panthers. The Panthers already beat the Rams once this season.
Everybody randomly beats the Rams like the Bears did last year.
They didn't have so many people.
Don't worry about that part. It's not important.
Jacksonville, Buffalo. Unfortunately for my beloved Bills, the streak continues. Josh Allen, arguably the best quarterback remaining in these playoffs, will be eliminated. He's going to lose to a Jacksonville team that is red hot.
The Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
No, that would be the Jaguars in that case.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
If you want the Bills to win, you want them to look like the Jacksonville Jaguars.
So here's the best game, I think, of the weekend. Niners, Eagles. Eagles fully rested, 21 of their 22 starters from week one, healthy. Give me the Birds, the reigning Super Bowl champs. I've got the Patriots falling at home to the Chargers because I don't believe in the Patriots and their whack schedule.
Wow. Also, were you laughing at the text
yes,
line for 847?
I hope it's the same one. Go ahead.
Josh Jacobs, you yak-ass.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely you should yell.
Josh Jacobs is probably the obvious answer because of the weather, but... I just respect Jordan Love. Okay, I'm going to do this quickly because you set it up well.
Yeah.
No, Texans. Sorry, Mike Tomlin.
Okay. We're not doing that one.
Yeah, yeah. It's the only one we weren't doing.
You didn't read that part of it, though.
I did not. No, I did read it, and then I got distracted.
It's okay.
I did not
verbally disclose this.
No, I read the question. But I read the question and the whole damn thing, and I was like, I don't care.
But Layla, what I love is you didn't say Steelers. You just said Mike Tomlin.
Right.
I like that.
It's true. So, Bills for me. I think they still beat the Jaguars. I'm sorry. And I need it, really, because I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. But I do think the Bills are still, ultimately, a team I need to win this game.
Yeah, you don't sound confident.
I think the Patriots beat the Chargers.
Oh.
And I think it has a lot to do with what we've talked about. Like, and, you know, they have an amazing offense, but they're quixotic at times and inconsistent. And Justin Herbert got sacked a lot. So facts. I think that factored into it. Rams beat the Panthers. Niners beat the Eagles.
Oh, okay.
Tell me why.
Because I think the Seahawks are that good, number one. I think number two, the version you got of the 49ers at home against the Bears is a more accurate version of who that team is right now.
Okay.
And when in doubt, NFC West.
Fair.
There's going to be something really amazing that is uttered and discussed after these four games that we're picking, and everybody's going to be saying the following.
Jaguars?
Not the Jaguars. They will be saying that in yak-asses and whatnot, but they'll also be saying, oh my God, all four road teams won. That's something that we're going to be saying. We're going to be like, oh, that's weird.
That's your picks?
I think the Rams will win at the Panthers. The Rams are better than the Panthers,
that's
right?
The Yams will beat
the Yams. Yes. I do think, Marshall, and I know that you are a little bit skeptical about the old Buffalo Bills. I understand it. I think the Jaguars just aren't ready yet. I think that this is... Yeah.
man. They, they've been really good. Owe a big apology.
They overtook the Colts, which shocked me. Like, they've been really good. I just think the Bills are the Bills. They have so much playoff experience. I understand the consternation over there, Marshall.
They're at Haim.
That's right. They're at.
No.
No, they're not.
No.
Remember,
right.
I said all
they're
the road teams are going to win.
Sorry.
It's okay. 49ers at the Eagles.
They're not at home.
I just think this is one of those like sad seasons for the Eagles where chaos will erupt despite them being in the playoffs. They may even fire their coach Sirianni, and then they'll come back and win the Super Bowl next year. Honest to God.
Fire the Super Bowl.
The guy that won the Super Bowl. But you guys know Philly. You guys know Philly a lot better than I do. Would that be inconceivable?
Harbaugh takes over?
Maybe. Maybe it's the Packers head coach that takes over. Maybe it's the flower.
Wow. I like this crazy musical.
This is
crazy.
Like the way I talk. See, I talk crazy on my birthday.
I think you have to. You do. You have to get out the crazy stuff.
You do,
and
then
get to the logical conclusion.
I think the party ends early for the Patriots too. I think it's been a really charmed season. It's been a super charmed season for them. They found a quarterback. They found a coach, and they are to be reckoned with.
They lost to the Raiders.
I don't. I think the Chargers win it. It's a clean road team sweep in those four games. Thank you very much. Take that to the bank.
I'm telling you, though, there are times where I just don't understand the Chargers. Like, see their game against the Colts.
They won that game, though, didn't they?
I'm trying to think of that game. Yeah. Say more.
I just, they're inconsistent.
Okay.
Ugh. Playoffs.
Number four.
Our side teams. This comes from me asking about a side key to the game.
You did.
Question number four. The Lions have reportedly reached out to former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel about their offensive coordinator opening. On a scale of 1 to 10 on the worry meter, trademark, how concerned are you about what a potential union between Detroit and Mike McDaniel could do to the NFC North landscape? I'll give my answer real quick. It's a 10.
Like for example, Matt Nagy coaching the Baltimore Ravens is not an upgrade. Mike McDaniel being the offensive coordinator, nerdy, interesting, avant-garde version of OC Part 2 for Dan Campbell, knowing that that's a combination of personalities and theories and let's get weird that works well, man, that is an upgrade. So therefore, I put it at an 8.
Eight seems high.
Layla's worried, Marshall.
Well,
worried.
Very worried.
I'd be more worried.
Lose some weight, Andrew Billings.
I'm trying.
Not you.
I'd be more worried if maybe like the Bears were already better than the Lions, but they're not. So like it's just kind of same as it always was.
Bears are not better than the Lions?
Same as it ever was?
I'm sorry. What happened when they played those two
teams?
Well,
they did lose.
Twice.
Is that the way you look at it, though? Does it head-to-head matchups? That's it? That's it? 8-8 doesn't mean anything to you? Or whatever they were? Sorry, 9-8?
Yeah, I'm saying they had a winning record. They had some problems, but they're still a formidable football team.
Sorry, it's such an off-season argument I just brought up. I'm sorry.
The Colts, by the way. I was like, I thought they lost that game.
34-28. That was a long time ago.
But that's it. I'm like, what the hell? Chargers, you were at home.
Low-key sidebar, Marshall, and then I'll let you go on. How fun is the offseason Bears divisional talk going to be? Oh my God!
No, that's why my number is at a 5.
Okay,
because
5.
Here's why: because the Bears are supposed to get better on defense this offseason, and if they don't, you didn't meet the moment. I'm sorry. That's life in the NFC North.
Mike McDaniel's going to invent another down, and Dan Campbell's going to be like, "All right, guys, 6th down play."
May I quell your worries, Layla?
What you got?
Let me try. What's try your number? I'm going to go 6.
Okay,
we'll go 6.
Level above.
But the reason I'm not like at an 8 where Layla is because if he is what you think he is, Layla, and you think he's a very good offensive coordinator, which he is, he ain't going to be there long.
Fair.
And then the Lions are going to have to go through the same thing again, and Dan Campbell is going to get mad at Mike McDaniel and run up a score on Mike McDaniel wherever he ends up for his next head coaching game.
Hey, listen here. So, you know how you were talking about side pieces earlier because I asked about a side key to the game?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you got to know that other things are a flash in the pan. And you're like, okay, let's be interesting for the time that this takes. AKA, like, sometimes I give guys advice. I'm like, go with it until you're tired of it. And that might be what this is, but it's still going to be interesting.
Interesting,
I mean threatening.
We didn't trademark the interesting meter, though, did we?
No, the worry meter.
Yeah, the worry meter. Now, the interesting meter, Layla, 10. 11. I'd go 11.
No, my worry meter's at an 8 with that one because that's a marriage of taking risk and like personality contrast that would work.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think Mike McDaniel drove by a freaking bar to troll the bar after they beat the Bills.
Guys, this is a dog days
of summer. Dan Campbell loves that.
I love this division. Do you realize how great this division is?
This is a lie conversation, if we're being honest. I'm not worried about it. I'm not.
Okay.
Fine.
I'm with you, buddy. I don't want to be worried. I don't want to be.
It's 5 on 670 The Score. After a delay of more than 90 minutes, Thursday's game between the Bulls and Heat was postponed due to condensation on the United Center court. A makeup date was not immediately announced. What is your most relatable or wildest story from a game delay?
Would you like me to go first?
Go on.
I mean, I was smack dab in the center for one of the most, is it infamous or?
It can be.
Notary.
It was the year 2016, I do believe. And there was a, 17-minute rain delay?
That's not infamous. That's famous.
Famous. Okay, thank you, Layla. That occurred, and yours truly, me, Mark Grody, was doing the pre and post game for the Cubs in the year 2016. So there's me in Cleveland. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but by the time the rain delay came around, some very dramatic things had happened in that Game 7. A gentleman by the name of Rajay Davis seemed to have, again, altered history for the Cubs in a really bad way. So the rains start to fall. During a rain delay, it is the pre and post game guy's job to do the rain delay theater. Bad things had happened. I thought I was going to be doing a rain delay for 2 hours, and we were going to be stuck in the mud talking about some Joe Maddon curious decisions, shall we say, at a Rajay Davis home run. It was about to be hell for me. I think it was Joe O, who was producing, said, "Hey, we got a bunch of calls. We could take those if you want, but they're not very happy calls." Like, that's a little, like, if I ever do the whole deep dive on that, people were hissed about what was going on in that Game 7. Now, it was such a short rain delay that I didn't have to get into taking the calls and all of that, and it was strongly suggested back here, maybe you don't take all these calls.
Wow.
But it was about to be like the dance of my life for 2 hours, which I just assumed, because you just assume when there's a rain delay, it's going to go on forever. You better be prepared for it to go on forever. Excuse me, 17 minutes, it's over, and then the Cubs eventually win the game. So that's my story.
And the World Series.
My story's more deja vu. Because what happened to the
Bulls
and the Heat last night happened to me when I was hosting the pre- and post-game shows for NBC Sports Philadelphia.
I'm glad to hear this has not just happened here.
No, 2016. I mean, it doesn't happen often. It happened for the very first time at what was then the Wells Fargo Center.
Yes.
Sixers, Kings, same thing. Hockey the night before, Sixers with a game against the Kings, and it was just a little too humid in November. And the ice started melting, and the condensation did its thing. And let me tell you something. Once that happens, you ain't getting it to go away. That's what I was when I was talking to you guys in the group chat. I was like, oh, this game's postponed. It's not going to happen. And it was very much deja vu for me, and I wanted to make sure everybody knew there's nothing you can do to stop that. Mm. You're just going to have to play another game. But
bye,
it was
folks.
A weird
Take
thing
care.
Because DeMarcus Cousins in his prime was out here with two mops trying to mop up all the condensation.
Oh, wow.
And it was just a funny thing that happened, but we had no idea how long it'd take. Game gets canceled 53 minutes after tip-off was scheduled.
Boogie was trying to clean the floor.
He wanted to play Embiid. That was prime Boogie, prime Embiid before the injuries befell him.
You know how I feel about Boogie. I love him.
He's entertaining.
I think he's the best. Yeah.
Who were you guys talking about before we went on the air about that might be coming to the Bulls? I could have sworn I heard something out in the hallway.
Zion Williamson.
What?
We don't have time for that now.
I know. I'm sorry. Bears, take a break. Goodbye.
It's not a Woj bomb and it's not a Shams bomb.
Sorry, Layla.
Yeah. Kevin Fishbane is next. And we have to celebrate something that Fishy Business did next.